Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have my co-anchor, Kevin Holmes.
What's up, Kaylin? How about those
Chiefs?
You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs.
We don't just cover our community. We get right involved in it. Our anchors, they love getting out into the community and connecting with people just like you. Today, that looked like this. One of our own stepping up to the baseball diamond. That's Kevin Holmes throwing out the first pitch at the Kansas City Monarchs game.
Hey, I'm joined by somebody you guys know very well, Rex Hudler, former MLB player, color commentator for your Royals. How exciting was this, my brother?
We are having fun celebrating with the people, because everything we do, Kevin, is for the people.
City of champions on your station of champions. I'm joined now by a two-time Super Bowl champion himself and Chiefs great linebacker. The brother looked like he can still play to this day.
I don't know about all that.
What's up, good brother?
The show is now beginning.
Hey, I'm going to hold you to it, brother. I remember you promised me you're going to give me some golf lessons.
I got you, brother. I got you. We're going to do this thing.
Kevin is a six-time Emmy-winning news anchor for KSHB. Please join us in welcoming Kevin Holmes. Tonight's Buck O'Neill Legacy Seat Honoree.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
If it has to do with the Kansas City Chiefs, I have to reach out to my cuzzo, and we have to talk about the Chiefs.
You got a lot of cousins out there. The Detroit Lions general manager Brad Holmes is a, quote, cousin, unquote, former heavyweight champ Larry Holmes.
No relation.
No, okay.
No.
How about this one? How about this Holmes right here?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Oh, okay. All right, well, introduce me.
This guy. Kevin Holmes. What's up, Cuzzo? This is my partner, Matt Spiegel. He's a problem.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
What's up? What's up, Matt? What's up, cousin? Long time no talk.
So, how does it work at the family cookouts? Does Lawrence bring something? Does he just bring plates? You know, what does he do?
I bring cash.
We put him on cash and napkin duty. We don't trust his cooking skills just yet.
That is fair. That is absolutely fair.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've never eaten anything that you've cooked, now that I think about it. But I would trust you to get napkins and plates and all that
stuff. Yeah, and put money in the fund. That's what I am here for. Hey, revolutions have to be funded as well. So look, we've been having some conversations about your Kansas City Chiefs. Before we get to the messy stuff of people hating on them, I want to know, from your perspective, watching them pull out these one-score wins all season long, what's it been like?
I mean, heart palpitations every single Sunday, pretty much every single day, because they played just about every day this week except for on a Tuesday. But it is crazy. And when you look at it, it seems like they're overpowered, overmatched just about every single game. But they have the it factor. They have the intangible. That's number 15, Patrick Mahomes. You know, growing up in Chicago, it's almost like watching the Jordan era relive, just manifesting itself in the way of football, man. They're always in the game every single way, every single game, every single minute if they have 15 under center. And it's like surreal to see.
You know, we made that comp last week and earlier this week and had some fun conversation. Let's get specific on it with a man who knows. Is this version of game manager Pat Mahomes kind of like the aging Jordan with the turnaround jumper when he couldn't be a high flyer for whatever reason? Like, he's just adjusting and doing whatever he has to do to bring home a win?
He is. I mean, look at it. He has a makeshift receiving core most of the year. Hollywood Brown was out a lot of the year. He doesn't have Tyreek. Kelce is aging. The O-line, you know, there have been kind of some shakiness right there, especially when you look at the right tackle. There was a lot of penalties when it comes to Juwan Taylor, and a kind of mismatch, a hodgepodge when it comes to some of the injuries. And this brother still makes it work. Isaiah Pacheco was out a little bit of the year. You didn't know what you were going to get with Kareem Hunt. No one thought this team would be here. I mean, it's hard enough to make it to three straight Super Bowls, let alone, you know, be in the hunt for a three-peat. So this is tough, man. And everyone wondered, could Mahomes do this again? And he – we shouldn't be here. A lot of people think the Chiefs shouldn't be here. I would venture to say a lot of people in Kansas City are still shocked that we're even in this position. I mean, seven straight AFC championship appearances? This is surreal.
Yeah, all you do is hang out at parades. That's it. Like, you're just at parades all the time. And as someone who, you know, you had the feel here of the Jordan parades, and then you walk into Kansas City when Patrick Mahomes shows up. That seems very fortuitous for you.
Bruh, I mean, look at it like this, man. Wherever I go, that's where the winning goes. You know, that's all I'm going to say. In my career, I've covered a lot. I've covered some Final Fours. You know, I was in Memphis when Derrick Rose was there. Mm. So, you know, you're welcome for that. You know, I covered something in Raleigh when I covered UNC and Duke. And now I'm here in Kansas City, you know. So, hey, maybe I'm the winning piece, the winning ingredient. So, Patrick, you're welcome.
So move back soon, please, Kevin. Hey. See if we can arrange that. Go ahead.
I watch my Bears from Kansas City, and I throw things at the television all the time. Trust me.
You brought it to Lawrence mentioned the parade. I just saw this on your Twitter feed, Kevin. Just to get serious for a minute. It's going to be a different kind of celebration if the Chiefs win. There's going to be no public celebration at all after obviously what happened tragically last time. It's an interesting development. It's got to be scary stuff.
Yeah. Right now, we don't know exactly what it will look like. We do know there will be a parade. So there will be a parade. The parade route is going to look very similar to what it will be. Instead of going from kind of south to north, I think it's going to go north to south in Kansas City. But there won't be a rally that followed like there has been in years past. That's where the unfortunate shooting happened, where several people were hurt, and one woman, beloved radio DJ in Kansas City, lost her life. So we don't know what's going to happen afterwards, if there'll be a private thing. You know, there have been some ideas tossed around where there may be a ticketed event at Arrowhead or a ticketed event at Union Station or elsewhere. So don't know, but it won't look like it has in years past, and that's kind of unfortunate. But you certainly understand safety is definitely top of mind.
You were in the middle of that. And, you know, I reached out. I was worried. And you were like, hey, I'm good. The most important thing is the city. And so when you're going through that, as it's supposed to be complete celebratory situation, and then it turns into an active scene, and then it becomes a major news story, what was that like for you to deal with it in real time?
So many emotions in just a matter of minutes. I remember we were swag surfing, literally, and you know, in front of Union Station with the Chiefs. And seconds later, we heard what we thought were literally like fireworks at first. And we realized there were shots, and we saw the SWAT team and the officers kind of run and told us to take cover. A wide range of emotions. You know, I had some people who were right by me. We all took cover. And I mean, they were visibly shaken and crying, not knowing what was going to come next. And there was a lot of uncertainty there. And then when we later learned that someone lost their life, it really there was a huge cloud of sadness that kind of overtook our news team and our entire city. And yeah, as well as the Chiefs organization. It was really a dark time and a dark week that really followed, man, which it was like the highest of times for the entire Kansas City area and the lowest of times for the entire Kansas City area, all in the same day, man. It's very hard. It's probably the best way to describe it right there.
We are talking with Kevin Holmes right here on 670 The Score, the anchor and reporter for KSHB-TV in Kansas City, and Lawrence's pretend cousin, I think, unless I get corrected.
Play cousin, play man. Cousin. Get it right.
I'm sorry.
Get it right.
I'm sorry.
We all family.
I was not invited to the family gathering.
And after this interview, nor shall you be.
Okay. I had a good run. I had a good run, Kevin. You and I were tight for at least 11 minutes. I really...
Hey, we'll invite you to the next cookout.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'll get you in his good graces.
I appreciate that. Hey, can we have that guard? Can we have Trey Smith? You guys don't need him. Maybe can't even afford him. Can the Bears have him? I guess that's your team, you know? So what do we got to do to get that done?
Hey, first of all, I always say it like this, and I think Kansas Cityans, you know, they know me well enough. I've been there for 8 years now, so they realize my top three teams in this order are the Bears, the Chiefs, and whoever plays Green Bay, in that order. So, I, you know, as long as Trey Smith stays in Chicago or Kansas City, I'm fine.
Do you think that they'll want to restructure some deals and try to get him back, or are they out of restructuring opportunities to allow him to get back and pay some of the other young guys?
You know, it's hard to say with Brett Veach. You know, just when you think he's on the cusp of losing some of this talent, he finds a way to make it happen. So anything is possible with general manager Brett Veach. I mean, he the way he does his magic with the math, there's no telling. I wouldn't be surprised either way if Trey Smith leaves or stays. But it's kind of hard to keep him and Creed Humphrey and some of the core of that O-line and you know, that offense intact.
Yeah, the NFL salary cap is crazy. Like, there, you can find ways in the NFL, and people often do.
The New Orleans Saints have been under the cap, I mean, over the cap for like 5 years, yeah. And they keep signing people.
Yeah, they have trouble every year, and they keep finding a way. All right, Kevin, you mentioned the Bulls, and you grew up here. Do you at all understand the nationwide exhaustion, if not hate, for the Kansas City Chiefs? And does it feel at all to you similar to what you might have noticed nationally, if you did, especially during the second three-peat for the Jordan Bulls?
Of course. Of course. You know, you are the hero, and if you're the hero long enough, you turn into villain. We saw that with the Patriots. That happened with the Bulls. Everyone would see the Bulls get knocked off, especially by the Jazz, and we're living it in Kansas City. I think most of the nation really wants neither team to win, because a lot of people hate the Philadelphia fan base too. I mean, they booed Santa Claus, for Christ's sake. If this game could end with a tie, I think most of the country outside of Philadelphia and Kansas City would want that to happen. So I certainly understand you get tired of seeing the same couple of teams going, and you get tired of seeing Kansas City win. A lot of folks think there's the fix. The fix is in because Kansas City wins in some of these miraculous ways, and I certainly understand that. But Kansas Cityans love it. I mean, Kansas Cityans are quick to point out the days of Brody Croyle, the days of Elvis Gerback, Rich Gannon, Matt Castle, when Romeo Crennel, that head coach, when they were like 2-14, 3-13, when they couldn't fill the stands there. They couldn't, you know, get a first down. They couldn't get 50 total yards of offense. So they are really, you know, soaking this in because they know it won't last forever, just like the Bulls dynasty didn't last forever.
What, if anything, should Kansas City be worried about in facing Philly?
That defensive front, putting the pressure on Patrick Mahomes. I think the O-line is good, but I'm not sure they've seen a rush like this. And I think they may get some different looks. And I think that may kind of shake things up.
Yeah,
that'll be the biggest obstacle, I think.
Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, like those two guys in the middle of that defensive line. And not that Patrick can't step around, like he's good at getting outside the pocket, but if you can get pressure up the middle at a quarterback, that's ideal.
Here's the deal. Mahomes looks slow, but that brother can scramble. That brother can run. In fact, I saw a stat earlier. The brother has more yards overall in the Super Bowl than any other quarterback. I mean, he's been there, what, six times now?
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah. I mean, like it's easy. All he's got to get is 1 yard every time he goes, and he can lead. He can lead all quarterbacks and rushing yards. I don't know if you know this, Kevin, but we have a very special situation up here where you have the good fortune of having Patrick as a quarterback. We have him as just kind of an assistant producer. He's in the booth right now. And Patrick, just talk to Kevin, who I'm sure you've met. I'm sure you go far back with Kevin. He's a TV guy in Kansas City, for God's sakes. But do you like it up here better, or do you like it down there better, Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, I always appreciate your questions in the locker room. I think you put a lot of thought into it, and I think you do a really good job. Some other guys – Not so much. And I'm kind of tired of how like much Nick Wright involves himself in the KC Chiefs culture when he's really a New York guy now. But you've always been good. But I'm not going to lie to you, Kevin. I like it up here a lot more. And that's why I leave every day after you see me in the locker room and I join this show in the afternoon.
Thoughts, Kevin?
I'm not surprised, Patrick. I'm not surprised. That's why I see you jet out the locker room so quickly. It makes sense now, brother.
Is there anything that you've always wanted to ask me one-on-one that maybe you haven't been able to when the KC media is assembled together?
Your thoughts on Taylor Swift?
Tay-Tay's lovely. We love her in this house. And
I
don't really like that she's bringing a lot of negative attention to Britney just because she likes Trump. And the Swifties are kind of coming after Britney because of that. It's not her fault. But no, Taylor's been great to our family and the fan base.
All right.
This show is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
And it's great at the same time. When are you getting down to New Orleans?
We're actually driving from Kansas City, and we are hitting the road Sunday afternoon, and we're going to start reporting our 5 o'clock newscast Monday. In fact, we have a crew that's going to make – so we have about four crews that are making the trip. We have a crew that's going to stop in Houston, Mississippi, and file a few reports there. Houston, Mississippi, of course, the hometown of Chris Jones. And we have a crew that's going to make a stop, Patrick, in your hometown of White Station, Texas. Yep. We're going to file a few reports there.
If you need any restaurant recommendations, let me know. I'll let you know where you can get your best well-done steak and ketchup.
Waffle House, I'm sure.
This is what it is. This is how many times they've been to the Super Bowl. They're going to Chris Jones's hometown on the way just to like get some different kind of angle. It's a great angle.
It's a great angle.
It's a great angle, but that's a 5 Super Bowls in 6 years kind of angle. Isn't it, Kevin? You can admit that.
It truly is, man. It truly is. And just to show you how unorthodox this team is in terms of how they win, you go back to that divisional game against Houston, man. Houston had like 125 yards total more than Kansas City did, and they didn't turn the ball over. And I saw a stat that said whenever that happens, when a team has 100-plus more yards and doesn't turn the ball over in the playoffs, those teams are 46-0 against their opponents. Now they're 46-1. Kansas City finds ways to win that no other team does. So you can never count them out, man, which is why anything is possible come Super Bowl Sunday.
Go have Eagles. Safe travels and have a great time down in NOLA. And thanks so much, man. We appreciate you picking up the phone and continued success and keep doing what you're doing because we out here.
Absolute pleasure. Hey, hopefully once the Chiefs dynasty ends, the Bears dynasty begins.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it's not ending, Kevin.
It's never ending. Patrick's only...
He's 29.
29 years old, man.
He's only 29.
He's still got the energy to go from the locker room to the radio booth.
But yes, it would be great if at the end of this, the emergence of Caleb Williams started. That would be... outstanding.
No, because when I'm done, Jackson's coming in and he's going to be really good.
No, Jackson. No, we know the Jackson.
Only if football games are played on TikTok.
It's the truth. Kevin, thanks for this, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Thanks, bye. Man.
It's Kevin Holmes.
Nice to meet your play cousin.
My cousin.
Mm-hmm. And let's get Brad. Maybe Kevin's tighter with Brad.
I mean,
did he get him?
If I had that type of juice, we would have gotten Brad a long time ago.
Well, give it a shot.
If I was actually cousins with Brad Holmes, we would have gotten him a long time ago.
Seriously, talking about Ben Johnson, talking about everything that's gone on, team building.
How to build a championship-worthy team.
All right, Lions general manager Brad Holmes. Shane, if you could, try to reach out to Lions general manager Brad Holmes and tell him that his play cousin, Lawrence.
Tell him his actual cousin.
Either way.
It's possible.
But he might laugh at the idea of the play cousin and say yes. You never know.
Yeah, I just did. He said he wasn't interested.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I just did it really quick in that moment.
It was a good dream while we had it.
It was fun. Good idea, Speaks.
Thanks, man.
I put it in the Slack.
Here's another thing. I've had Bears thoughts. I've had Bears offseason thoughts that I've been dying to break free. And you people are holding me back.
What do you mean by you people?
I'm going on day 3.
Oh, okay.
Of Shane and Tenny, not you.
Just me and my cousin, I thought maybe that's what you were trying to say.
This is dangerous territory.
You're the one who likes to take us there.
No, But you can go an extra mile. You can protect me. You can keep me safe from the dogs.
I'm out of that business.
That's why, yeah, that makes sense.
I was doing that for a long time.
That's why Agrest wrote what he wrote. I've got some Bears thoughts on the offseason that yearn to breathe free, and they will next segment on 670 The Score.